Snow.
It won't be long before we'll all be there
with snow.
Well, a winter storm warning and advisories are in effect for most of western and southern Wisconsin today. This hour, we'll get the latest on the snow from a National Weather Service meteorologist. We'll also discuss precautions we should take to weather this latest storm. And we'll also get a longer range prediction. When will spring finally arrive? And what kind of spring can we expect? Plus, an opportunity for your weather-related questions and reflections. Are you so over snow now? Or are you hoping for as much as possible today? Good morning. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It is 8 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Tuesday, March 5th. What's happening where you are right now? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Our first guest is Jeff Last, Warning Coordination Meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Green Bay. Good morning.
Good morning.
So who is under a winter storm warning right now?
Well, it's a good portion of western and southwest Wisconsin, including Dane County, Racine, Kenosha, and points to the west. That's where we expect the heaviest snow. The closer you are to the Mississippi River, the more snow you're going to get out of this storm.
And closer to Lake Michigan, not so much?
Yeah, especially from Milwaukee northward. As a matter of fact, north of Milwaukee, toward Port Washington, Green Bay, Wausau, Rhinelander, not too much snow at all. Perhaps just a few flurries or up to an inch.
But we still here in south-central Wisconsin and Madison, I'm seeing that we could get anywhere between 5 and 11.
Yeah, in the Madison area, I think it's probably closer to 5 or 6 inches. Heavier as you get to the southwest toward Mineral Point. And, of course, if you live within a county or two of the Mississippi River, that'll be the jackpot this time with snowfall totals over 8 or 10 inches.
All right. So no one's going to get a foot?
There could be some localized amounts around a foot. That always happens in these big storms.
All right. So if I got this straight, we're going to see maybe 10 inches closer to the Mississippi in southwest Wisconsin, Madison area, 5-6 inches maybe. Closer to Milwaukee, a lot less than that.
Yeah, in the city of Milwaukee, probably 3 to 4 inches, heavier to the south and much lighter to the north.
All right. So did things shift around a little bit? This is a little bit less than what we expected yesterday, isn't it?
Yeah, the storm shifted to the west a little bit, and that's why the advisories and warnings were shifted off to the west as well. And that happens from time to time with these storms. We try to get those watches and warnings out ahead of the storm as much as possible. And when we do that, there are some adjustments that have to be made as the storm evolves. And this one's evolving right over the Midwest as it moves through.
Well, yeah, and as we heard in the news, there still are western Wisconsin, dozens of schools are closed, and even Interstate 94 is closed near Chippewa Falls because of a semi-accident. So this is nothing to Mother Nature's not fooling around today either.
No, it's a good-sized storm. There's no question about it. Right now, as I look at radar, we've got a pretty good area of snow extending from northern Minnesota south toward northwest Illinois, eastern Iowa, and, of course, much of western Wisconsin. So it's a good-sized storm, and the storm will continue across the southwest half of Wisconsin for most of today.
Yeah. So when is it going to end?
It'll end pretty quickly during the evening hours, and I think tomorrow looks pretty dry over most of the area.
Mm. So when is a winter storm warning a winter storm warning? What makes it a warning?
Well, technically, a winter storm warning is a storm that produces at least 6 inches of snow in 12 hours. And sometimes you get wind with them, sometimes you don't. But typically, we look for that 6 inches in 12 hours. And that certainly is enough to disrupt travel and cause some significant inconveniences.
And when it's an advisory?
An advisory is typically issued for snowfall amounts in that 3 to 5 inch range in 12 hours or so. And we do have some advisories on the north fringe of the warning area. As you would expect, the area to the north of the heaviest snow. Lighter amounts, again, in that 3 to 5 inch range, extending across parts of central Wisconsin.
Yeah, now it seems to me, gosh, was it just last week? They're all running together for me. It seemed like there was, we were told we might get a little snow, and then we're told we're going to get a lot of snow, and then we're told, it's hard, isn't it? I mean, I'm not criticizing you have a hard job, but it fluctuates day to day, even hour to hour.
It sure does. I mean, the atmosphere is a fluid. It's a fluid of air that we can breathe, and it's also a fluid that has waves in it, just like waves in an ocean. And as meteorologists, we try to forecast how these waves are going to move across the northern hemisphere and across North America and the Midwest, and how big the waves are going to get, how small the waves are going to get, how fast they're going to move. So it is challenging to forecast these waves, because it's the waves in the atmosphere that give us the weather here on the ground.
Yeah, I think it just, when I went out of town last week, and I heard on Friday, I checked the weekend forecast because I wanted to see if I'd run into any travel problems, and I think it said Sunday night, maybe a little bit of light snow, very, you know, like 20% chance. And then when I got home later on Sunday, everything was fine, and I looked on, you know, I looked online, and I saw that, what? We might get, you know, a foot of snow. I mean, it just kind of came out of, well, obviously it came out of somewhere.
Yeah, this storm in particular is a challenging, or probably more challenging than your average snowstorm, because we have two areas of low pressure, and of course those low pressure systems are the ones that produce the bad weather. We have two areas of low pressure that are consolidating right over the Midwest, and those are the most difficult to forecast, I think, because you don't know exactly how strong it's going to be once it comes together, if it comes together, and that's a big if sometimes. This one will come together, but it looks like it'll really come together in a big way well east of us. As a matter of fact, this snowstorm is going to affect the Washington, D.C. area in a couple of days. So it's going to be a pretty big storm. You'll probably hear more about it over the rest of the week.
Oh, so is Washington, D.C. going to get snow on their cherry blossoms, if they have cherry blossoms? I don't know.
I don't know if the cherry blossoms are blossoming yet, but yeah, there's a large area of winter storm watches and warnings that extend from eastern Minnesota all the way to the Washington, D.C. area. So, yes, this could be a pretty big snowstorm for D.C.
Well, and what's can you talk a little bit about this winter? I mean, has this been an unusually snowy winter for us?
Not really. It depends, you know, where you live. In Green Bay, for example, we're running a bit above normal, perhaps a foot above normal up to this point of the season as far as snowfall. In Milwaukee, Madison, pretty close to average. You know, it just kind of depends. I think what's significant is when we compare this winter to last winter. And as we all remember, last winter was quite dry, not much snow. And, of course, March of last year, we had that record warmth with highs in the 70s and 80s beginning next week, a year ago. So it's a big contrast from year to year, which is typical of our weather here in Wisconsin. And I think people kind of forget that the winter of last year was really an anomaly, and this winter is more close to normal.
Yeah, yeah. So when is the, I don't think we need 80 degrees next week, but are we going to get more spring-like conditions anytime soon?
Well, I was looking at the long-range forecast here, and overall, it's going to look pretty cool. As a matter of fact, there's a pretty good cold push of air that'll be moving in sometime next week. Before that, though, I think temperatures will probably hit near 40 degrees over portions of Wisconsin as we get toward the weekend. But if you're looking for 50s and 60s and 70s, I don't see that at all upcoming.
Oh, boo. Hey, this is National Severe Weather Awareness Week. It's not necessarily Wisconsin's Severe Weather Awareness Week.
Right. Yeah, it's a time where across the nation, we as a weather service and with our media partners and our emergency manager partners, we start talking about severe weather. And, of course, in Wisconsin, our Severe Weather Awareness Week is in April, which is a little bit closer to when we get severe thunderstorms and tornadoes. But certainly, it's never too early to start thinking about severe weather, because even though we're seeing the snow today, it'll be just 4 or 6 weeks from now, and we'll be talking about severe weather.
That's right. Well, you know, can you tell us a little bit about what happened yesterday when some people got an alert that there was a tornado warning?
Yes. The National Weather Service office in Milwaukee and Sullivan, they issued some test, a tornado warning had a miscoded character on the warning, and it accidentally was sent out, which then was sent to some of the smartphones and other automated systems. This test was done in anticipation of our big severe weather drill that we do in April during our Severe Weather Awareness Week. So we want to make sure all of our equipment and hardware, software, and all those apps are up and running and ready to go, so that we're ready for when this real severe weather occurs.
Right. So that was an internal test, but it just, because of a miscoding, went public.
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah. Can you just give us a quick recap, just sort of what we can expect today?
You bet. Well, if you see snow outside your door right now, it'll continue throughout most of the day, ending this evening. In parts of central and southeast Wisconsin, the snow will start probably within the next 1 to 3 hours, and will continue throughout the day. Heaviest snowfall, as much as 6 to 10 inches, perhaps a few isolated 12-inch amounts, will occur closest to the Mississippi River in areas like in around Madison, 5 to 6 inches or so, and in Milwaukee, perhaps 3 or 4 inches, much less in northeast Wisconsin.
Yeah, and then tomorrow, the next day, just regular winter-like days?
Yeah, we'll hopefully start to melt this snow slowly. It looks like perhaps a few peaks of sunshine on Wednesday. Looks like sunny on Thursday. Highs will be well into the 30s, perhaps near 40 in the southern part of the state. So I think we'll see some slow melting here as we get through the rest of the week.
I like that melting. All right. Thank you very much for being with us.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Jeff Last, Warning Coordination Meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Green Bay. We will talk about preparing for this type of weather coming up in just a moment. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. Coming up, we will be talking more about the weather with a climatologist. What is happening? Is this winter different because of climate change? When will spring arrive? What kind of spring will it be like? That's coming up after 7:30. Now we'll see if the snow is causing any dangerous conditions in Wisconsin and if there are any hazards around the state. And we wonder if you have anything to report. What's it like in your neck of the woods? 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. And, you know, we're just wondering if you're happy to have more snow in Wisconsin, or have you had enough winter already? Let us know how you're feeling these days. Our next guest is Todd Pritchard. He is Emergency Preparedness Coordinator for Wisconsin Emergency Management. Good morning, Todd.
Good morning, Joy. How are you?
I'm good. Where are you situated this morning?
I'm actually up in the Wisconsin Dells this morning. I'm at a preparedness and emergency conference here with various faith-based organizations that are learning about how to get more involved in getting ready for emergencies and how to deal with them when they happen.
Oh, good. Well, what's the word out there? We heard that there was I-94 was closed because it was slippery and a semi went off and into a river this morning.
Right, exactly. So that is still going on. That's the eastbound lanes are still closed at Wisconsin Highway 25. That's near the city of Menominee. So that's the biggest incident we have right now. That eastbound traffic is being kind of detoured off the road and back onto the interstate. So, and I think that's probably going to be the story of the day. I think we're going to see a lot of these kind of slip-offs, cars into ditches, that type of thing, as the afternoon goes on. And in particular, I think the afternoon commute, especially for, as Jeff was saying, sort of that section of the state more in the toward the west and southwest corner of Wisconsin will really be tricky.
Yeah, that's it's maybe not as bad as we thought it was going to be, but still it's going to be, I mean, getting 10 inches or more of snow, especially for the western, southwestern part of the state, that's a lot to deal with.
It is a lot to deal with, and I think that, we're getting a little snow fatigue here, I think, but it is good to realize that, each one of these storms brings with it some of the road dangers, as we talked about. It's a great day that, especially as the afternoon progresses and we start getting those snow totals really piling up, that, if you've got some travel that you could hold off on for today, this afternoon, that's a great idea just to, to stay put if you can. Obviously, a lot of folks still have to get to work and school and everything else. So, if you got to get out, make sure you're taking it slow, take your time. We're anticipating as the afternoon goes on, as Jeff was kind of talking about earlier, that we could see some snowfall totals of over an inch an hour. And once you get to that point, it really it gets difficult to see. It really can overwhelm the snowplows at that point. It's just, they just can't keep up with all the snow. So it's just using caution and packing your patience with you. And obviously, we always urge folks to have a winter emergency kit in their car. So if they do get stuck or something happens, you have some basic supplies to keep you going.
Yeah, I got my winter emergency supply kit from your office a few years ago. I know you're not carrying those anymore, but what do we put in that kit?
Just some basics, a little bit of food and water. So if you get stuck, at least you can, keep hydrated and have some nourishment with you, maybe like an energy bar, some raisins, something that obviously you don't have to have any kind of prep for. You just, crack it open and there you go. Some extra gloves, mittens, boots, especially if you're driving to work and maybe you've got some dress shoes or something like that on. Make sure you have a pair of boots packed in the car. A first aid kit, a flashlight, jumper cables, always a great idea, obviously, during the winter. Maybe a tow rope in case you need to get out of the ditch. So, those kind of things. We have a whole list on our website. You just search us up at Ready Wisconsin, and we've got a list of items that you can put in a kit.
Yeah, right now, western Wisconsin is seeing a lot of the snow. The storm caused dozens of schools to cancel classes, including the districts of La Crosse, Black River Falls, Toma, Prairie du Chien. The University of Wisconsin-Platteville and Viterbo University in La Crosse also called off classes. And the snow seems to be present anyway in the Madison area. So Todd, is it just kind of moving into south central Wisconsin on its trek eastward?
It is, and this storm is kind of unique because it will actually come in a band from kind of the northwest part of the state down to the southeast, and it's going to kind of it'll almost look like, if you're watching radar as the day goes on, it'll almost look like it's kind of stalling out over the state, So that's why it's just going to be kind of snow upon snow, and that band is, it's not going to be moving through quickly as sometimes you see a snow bands go through. This one's going to be kind of sticking around for a while. So you're right. We are starting to pick up seeing some light snow in the Madison area, obviously kind of more toward Grant County. That's southwestern part of the state has been getting more. And if you are traveling, I think, Joe, you just pointed out a couple of really important areas that are going to get a lot of snow. If you're outside that area, like if you're in Green Bay, you may not see any snow. So if you're traveling more toward the west today, make sure you check before you hit the roads if you're traveling around the state. The Department of Transportation has that great 511 road information system that is just awesome. You can either dial 511 from any phone in the state, or you can go to 511WI.gov, to their website and check out what the road conditions are. You can see traffic cameras scattered around the state. So that's a great service, especially if you're traveling around the state today, to check that out before you hit the road.
Good advice. So, Todd, are you promising that this will be the last winter storm of this winter?
Oh, Joy, I wish I could promise that. You know, and if I'm going to take your survey that you mentioned earlier, are you done with winter? I'm done.
Yeah, I am so, done, too.
Yeah. But the good news out of this, too, is that, you know, with all the precipitation we've been getting, obviously we've had a terrible drought situation last summer. You know, hopefully this is going to help that drought situation recharge the soil and get some more moisture going. So, you know, let's keep our fingers crossed for a nice, you know, even melt this spring, and hopefully that'll help those conditions.
I know we have another month to go and just a minute to go to have you here, but you're now preparing for severe weather. I mean, the thunderstorm season.
Right. Yeah. As Jeff mentioned, we have the National Severe Weather Preparedness Week is going on right now all across the country. And then in Wisconsin, the Severe Weather and Tornado Awareness Week starts on April 15th with the statewide tornado drill on April 18th on Thursday. And that's a great opportunity for schools, businesses, families to really kind of shift gears, you know, and it always takes us a little while to kind of restart our thinking on, oh, that's right, what do I do if there's a tornado, and how do I get my warnings, and where do I go, and how do I seek shelter? So we're definitely going to be rolling that out and trying to shift our gears into that season.
Well, we wish you well at your conference right now. Thanks very much for being with us.
Thanks, Joyce.
Todd Pritchard is Emergency Preparedness Coordinator for Wisconsin Emergency Management. Earlier this half hour, we heard from Jeff Last, Warning Coordination Meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Green Bay. We will hear from a professor of atmospheric science coming up next about the climate.
I got the spring fever blues, I mean, I've got the spring fever blues.
So are you enjoying our latest snowstorm or waiting for this snow to disappear? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. We'll welcome your weather-related questions and observations as we continue to discuss this latest snowstorm to hit Wisconsin today and look forward to the spring. Plus, I hope we can get a prediction on what this spring will be like in Wisconsin. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It is 7:37 on this Tuesday, March 5th. We've already heard from a National Weather Service meteorologist and Wisconsin's Emergency Preparedness Coordinator in our last half hour. Now we welcome in Kyle Swanson, who is a professor of atmospheric science in the Department of Mathematical Sciences at UW-Milwaukee. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, we just heard from our meteorologist that we actually kind of had an average winter. Is that about right?
By the time you added everything up, yeah, it ended up being quite average. It was much warmer than normal in December and in the early parts of January, but then it turned a bit colder, and we ended up getting a lot more snow then as February progressed. And, you know, by the time you add all 3 months together, we ended up more or less average.
So, and it's not, even though last March around this time, I was basking in 80-degree temperatures, that was what was weird. What's going on now is not so weird.
Right. We're pretty much, you know, floating right along where we expect to be as far as, you know, normal temperatures are concerned. Yeah, last March was a crazy month. You know, 1 year ago tomorrow, the temperature jumped up into the mid-60s, and you know, by the third week of March, we were heading into the mid-80s, and I don't see that happening, at least in the next week or so around here.
Yeah, well, in terms of the average winter that we had, did we take care of this drought that I know we had, in at least in the Madison area, we had quite a drought going?
Yeah, it's, you know, as a whole, we've had, you know, a number of these pretty significant snowfall events here from mid-February until today. And by and large, you know, the state as a whole is looking pretty good as far as the drought conditions are concerned. You know, we won't know until the actual melt occurs this spring and how much of that water runs off and how much goes into the soil. But, you know, right now things actually look pretty good considering where we were, you know, on the 1st of December.
So when I complain about the snow and wanting spring to arrive and then someone scolds me because they say the snow is good for, you know, the drought, can I say it's better now?
Well, it's, at least for now, it appears to be. You know, there's all sorts of factors that, like I say, that come in between now and, you know, for example, planting or whatever for the farmers. But, you know, right now things look pretty good.
Well, we did want to talk a little bit about the spring. Sometimes there are long-range forecasts that say that, you know, the spring is going to have, you know, more precipitation and warmer temperatures or something else. Do we know now what the long-term outlook for this spring is going to be?
Well, there's not any real significant, you know, what we would call it, El Nino or La Nina events going on in the Pacific Ocean right now. And those are typically what sort of determine our, you know, forecastability of long-term weather around here. And there just isn't anything going on right now. So, you know, the best forecast that you can make basically is, you know, pretty much normal weather going into the spring. There's no real signal to grab onto.
Yeah. Remind us what normal for spring means.
Well, for March, you know, somewhere in the vicinity of, you know, mid-30s right now, warming to sort of 50 or so for highs by the end of the month, and a fair bit of snow and rain, about 10 inches of snow and, you know, some rain as we move towards the end of the month as well.
So you are now in Milwaukee. You're going to get I was told 3 or 4 inches of snow today. So that's nothing you can't handle in Milwaukee. This storm is not, I mean, it's still going to be 6 inches or so of snow in Madison, maybe 10 to 12 in the far southwestern corner of the state. So this is a little bit different than what was originally thought, isn't it?
Yeah, it's this is what we call an Alberta Clipper type of system. It's really a pretty complicated system, sort of the merging of lows that originated over the southern plains and then from Canada as well. And with these systems, the track, if it adjusts by just a little bit, can lead to very significant differences in the amount of snow that you expect. And yeah, a day and a half ago, we were looking at, you know, 10 inches or so here, and the track shifted, you know, 50 miles south or so, and now Chicago is looking at that. So very, you know, very sensitive systems as far as, you know, the amount of snow that you actually get.
Oh, so Chicago is going to get nailed.
Yeah, it looks like it. It looks like it is going to be a mess. Don't take a drive down to Chicago.
Yeah, I guess not. Hey, why is it? Is it just my imagination, or has southern Wisconsin gotten the brunt of the snowstorms, at least in this later part of winter? It seems, you know, northern Wisconsin's not getting hit day after day after day, and we are.
Not to the same. Yeah, we certainly have had a lot of snow here in Milwaukee and Madison as well. I'm sure that, you know, it's been since mid February. It's been very, very busy. You know, we've had somewhere in the neighborhood of, you know, since sort of, you know, somewhere 20-25 inches of snow over the past, you know, month or so. So it's, you know, it's been a busy spring or late winter for us.
Yeah, but is there something with the weather pattern it's just the luck of the draw?
A lot of it is just, in fact, most of it is just luck of the draw that, you know, the weather systems end up going where they end up going, and a lot of it's just random, and we happen to get it here in the southern part of the state.
Yeah, but then we also see on the news some of the, you know, we in Wisconsin, we're used to, you know, these big snowstorms, but we didn't get nearly as bad of snowstorms, it seems, as the Northeast did this year.
Well, yeah, they had that massive snowstorm, of course, earlier in the winter. But, you know, those aren't all that uncommon either. They, you know, they get nor'easters, for better or worse, out there. And, you know, I lived in New Jersey in the mid-1990s. We had a 30-inch snowfall when we were out there. So they do happen. And it's just a different sort of system than what we see here. They tend to get these really significant events, and we tend to get, you know, sort of more moderate-sized events.
Yeah. Is there anything that is climate change responsible for any of the weather situations that we're witnessing this year?
Well, it always depends on what you talk about with weather. In general, what we're seeing in Wisconsin is the primary impact of climate change. If you actually look back at the records, is that we no longer have these really severe cold snaps any longer. You know, in Milwaukee, at any rate, we typically would have, back in the 70s and 80s, we typically have somewhere, 10 to 20 days below zero, with the lows below zero a year. And now, we have a handful. Last year we had two. This year we had three or four. So, that's what the primary impact that we've seen from climate change. Precipitation and other stuff, it's really hard to tell because it's so spotty, like you were saying earlier. There's so much randomness in where these storms end up going. It's very difficult to go in and say, aha, there's the footprint of climate change, and here's what we're doing to the system. So it's really difficult to say with a lot of weather.
Kyle Swanson is our guest. He is a professor of atmospheric science in the Department of Mathematical Sciences at UW-Milwaukee, talking with us about the weather, talking about how we are actually experiencing right now a more normal March than we did last year, talking about the drought, talking about when spring may arrive, and we're welcoming your questions about the weather. We're welcoming your questions about climate change and how that's affecting our weather. 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. And I do want to do a little bit of a straw poll here. I want to find out if you're enjoying this snow, if you love the snow, want it to last all month long, or if you're waiting for it to disappear, are you yearning for spring? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Let's check our weather forecast for today. It obviously is going to be a snowy day today. A winter storm warning is in effect for western and southern Wisconsin. The National Weather Service is still predicting 5 to 11 inches for about the western half of Wisconsin, including the Madison area. The Milwaukee area probably will get somewhere between 2 to 5 inches. Places like Lake Geneva and Kenosha could get up to 8 inches as the storm tails to the southeast. There's only a chance of snow today for Green Bay and northeast Wisconsin. The Fox Valley might get an inch or two. It's all supposed to clear out by tonight. A partly cloudy day is in store for tomorrow throughout the state, and temperatures could get back above freezing by Thursday. In fact, it looks like we could see 40 degrees by Saturday, so maybe some melting of this snow. But again, a snowy day today for much of Wisconsin, and especially for western and southern Wisconsin. The storm has caused dozens of schools to cancel classes, including districts in La Crosse, Black River Falls, Toma, Prairie du Chien, the University of Wisconsin-Platteville, and Viterbo University also called off classes. We did hear in the news that there was a semi that slid off the road on I-94, I believe, in Dunn County. And the eastbound lanes of that interstate were closed. So do take care. We are talking about the weather, and we're welcoming your questions about the weather. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. And I hope you stay tuned. Coming up after 8 o'clock, it's another edition of On Your Money. Let's hope that financial planner Kevin McKinley can get to our studios in Eau Claire this morning for On Your Money after 8 o'clock. We are talking about the weather and our climate with Our guest, Kyle Swanson, a professor of atmospheric science in the Department of Mathematical Sciences at UW-Milwaukee. And we're welcoming your input. What's it like where you are right now? What questions do you have about the weather? Or do you welcome more snow? Or are you someone who's preferring spring weather at this time? We do have some comments. Marilyn on Facebook says, I love Sprinter. Isn't that cute? Those wonderful, warm, sunny days in winter when you can actually go out for a walk without 10 layers of clothes. I hate it when it's below zero. Thank you, Marilyn. And Professor Swanson, that's kind of what it's going to be like in March?
Yeah, I think there's going to be plenty of opportunity to walk around with the snow and maybe a little bit of ice on the sidewalks, but you're going to have opportunity to see that snow for a while.
And we don't, and not a lot of below zero weather is expected.
No, by the time we get into March, below zero days become very infrequent. Although, you know, if you're looking at the extended range forecast, at 7 to 10 days, it looks like it's going to be cold again. So, no spring on the horizon.
Yeah, what does cold mean for us?
Cold, highs below freezing. So at this time of year, that's relatively cold.
Yeah, but we're going to hit 40. So, yeah, we're just kind of on a roller coaster then. We're going to hit 40 All right. We have a call from Michael in Oshkosh. Hello, Michael.
Hi, Joy. How are you guys doing this morning?
Pretty good. How are you? Are you getting anything at all in Oshkosh right now?
No, not right now. It's just a little chilly. I'm walking in from my car to school. And I just wanted to make a comment. I'm one of those people that prefer, well, honestly, I'd prefer San Diego weather, but I would prefer all the snow over the sub-frigid wind chill cold stuff.
Well, there's the same thing. So, yeah, you don't mind the snow, though?
Again, given the choice between that and 40 below wind chill, I'll take the snow.
All right. Thanks very much. Yeah, again, people don't want those the wind chills, which that is an indicator, or at least climate change may have affected our winters in that we are not seeing long stretches of those sub-zero temperatures, Professor Swanson.
Yeah, that's right. At least down here in the sort of southeastern, in Milwaukee where I am, yeah, below 0 days have just become very infrequent. And up in the northern part of the state, obviously, they still have it. A good deal of them, but they've become less frequent as we've moved into the 2000s here.
Oh, yeah, it seems to me, and it's anecdotal, but I think about my childhood, and I remember it seemed like the entire month of January was these below zero and wind chills that were double digits below zero, and I think now we had one stretch of that just for a couple of days this winter, and that was about it.
Right, yeah, and you're thinking back to the 1970s,
yeah.
Probably about the same when I was a kid. It was crazy. It would be 20, 25 below, and we just don't see that anymore in the southern part of the state again. So.
Well, Terrence tweeted us to say it has started snowing in Waukesha, light but insistently blowing east to west. Are you experiencing snow right now in Milwaukee, Professor Swanson?
Nothing yet. The radar says that there's snow falling, but I think it's evaporating as it comes, or sublimating, or whatever, as it falls. Yet it takes a little while to get the atmosphere moistened up to allow the snow to come down to the surface.
Yeah, what is the direction of this storm? Where is it coming from, and where is it going?
It's primarily sliding sort of southeastward. So it started up in Minnesota and is sliding then just to our south, and then we'll go through Chicago and then take an eastward turn from there, and then end up impacting the East Coast, Washington, D.C. At least the last time I looked was in line for getting a good dose of winter again.
Yeah, so they're going to get, Washington, D.C. will get dumped on again, too. All right.
Yeah, it's what it looked like.
Yeah, we have Edward who emails, I love all of our season and I embrace this beautiful snowfall. The snow is coming down heavily here in Buffalo County. I am looking forward to going out and getting my winter exercise. The only change I will make is going out on classic cross-country skis rather than skate skis. All right. If you love winter sports, I suppose you want to extend it as long as possible. Are you ready for the snow to be gone, Professor Swanson?
Yeah, we had that cold snap sort of in the end of February there, and I'm like, this is about it for me for winter. So I like winter, but when it gets done, I'm not always sad. I'm a gardener and whatnot, and like to get out and start messing around with that stuff.
I'm Joy Cardine, talking with Kyle Swanson, professor of atmospheric science at UW-Milwaukee, and we are talking about what is happening this winter, what is going to happen this spring, when will spring really arrive, and is our weather different these days because of climate change? What do you think? What questions do you have? 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page, or you can tweet us on Twitter at Joy Cardine Show. And we have Janet who emails, "My least favorite weather is the cold and melting and rain and mud of March." All right. "Give me a pretty snow any day. I just wish it would stay cold enough to ski this weekend." Yeah, I guess to each their own. When can we expect those rainy, muddy days of March, Professor Swanson?
As we move toward the end of the month here, we start to begin to switch over, and certainly by the 1st of April, you know, we're primarily, you know, at that point in time, the snow is pretty much behind us. But it depends on, you know, year-to-year variations. It could be, you know, much later than that, or it could be, you know, in a couple of weeks we're in the 60s and away we go. You know, we typically have one warm patch or so in March, you know, where it gets up into the 60s. So it may, you know, by the end of the month, we may not be thinking about snow anymore, but thinking about spring flowers.
Yeah. Do we, I'm just trying to remember the last time. Once in a great while, we'll get that snow on Mother's Day in May, but that again was a long, long time ago. Has that happened anytime recently?
Oh, it's been a long time since we've had, you know, more than just flurries or whatever. That's late. It's, yeah, at least here in Milwaukee, you know, again.
Yeah.
I have this biased southern Wisconsin view of the world, but yeah, it's typically we don't get snow too late in the season.
You know, I asked on Facebook if people were welcoming this last blast of snow for today, and Mike on Facebook says, "One last blast? What are you talking about? It's only the beginning of March." Am I being too optimistic to think that this is going to be our last winter storm?
Oh, I think you probably are, yeah. like I say, the typical snowfall here in Milwaukee is 10 inches in March, and, you know, we'll get, that certainly leaves open the door for having more as we go forward here through the month. So,
well,
yeah,
then if we get 10 inches in Madison, then didn't we make our quota?
that's not the way the weather works, unfortunately. you don't get your quota, and then you're done.
Darn it. Joe in Madison. Hi, Joe.
Hi. So I've noticed this winter there's been a lot more like rain, freezing, and then immediately after there's maybe a dry spell, and then maybe a little bit colder, but then rain falling, and immediately thereafter snow falling. So it's causing like an ice layer over, or like with slush on top of it.
Oh,
is there any like weather patterns that have been causing that or make that more prevalent this winter?
What's the deal with that?
Well, at the beginning of the winter, December and January, we had a number of systems that sort of tracked just to the sort of up through Wisconsin instead of a little bit to our south. And as a result, like the caller was saying, we get rain primarily for the storm, and then the cold air comes in. You get a little bit of snow after that, but you are left with this layer of ice. Again, this just depends on sort of these random storm tracks and where they end up. And, you know, now we've switched since the middle of February to sort of a more classical pattern for Wisconsin winters, and now we're getting primarily snow. And as we move into March, we'll start to see more of these rain type systems with snow at the end again, and then eventually switching over to all rain. But a lot of it is just randomness, you know, where the storm actually ends up tracking. If it's, you know, 50 or 100 miles difference in the track makes a big difference in what kind of precipitation you end up getting out of a lot of these systems, particularly the ones that come out of the South Plains.
We have less than 30 seconds to go. Courtney on Facebook says, "Wisconsinites have gone soft. We don't get nearly enough snow anymore." What do you think?
There's no question that it's not so much the snow is going away, but the really cold weather. So, our snow totals typically haven't really changed all that much. But are we soft? I don't know what that means.
Well, we're going to get some snow today anyway. Thank you so much for being with us.
Oh, you're very welcome. It was my pleasure.
Kyle Swanson is with the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee. I'm Joy Cardine. You're listening to the Ideas Network.